I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Welcome to your Friday. On your Friday, Michael Franti stops by. Thanks for sharing your Friday with us, because he's got a show
it's
at
a
the Fox
day.
Tonight. I know. So I guess he texted you yesterday. He was like, hey, what are you guys doing? I'm in town.
Yeah. Can I come in?
Yeah. And the answer is we scream from the rooftop, yes, Michael Franti! Can come in. I could use a dose of happy. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That guy. God. Just the happiness wafts off him.
And he's country now. Did you hear?
I did hear, Vinny.
Ask him about that.
Of course we will.
To ask him about that.
You know what's trippy? I don't actually want to put him on the spot because I really like him and I know his show at the Fox is going to be a blast. But there's got to be somewhere in him, because he's very outspoken,
and he's
a really liberal dude
right.
in general. And that's, I don't mean that as like a slam. I just mean
I
would. So for him to jump on a country music tour the way he has, I wonder if they said, listen, we love you. We love your vibe. We love your music. But you can't. You're talking to country music fans. They're.
Listen,
it, Red Staters?
Country music fans got shot at from that hotel room. The tide
in Vegas,
is turning. I don't think that his message, the flower and the gun, is one that's going to be not embraced. I mean, I'm sure there'll always be some people, but there's... I think this is actually kind of a good pairing, and I'm wondering, you know, what were the conversations that
that's what
that
I'm
led
saying.
To it?
I wonder if he was it the, if they had to talk and come up with a fair amount of...
Give and take.
Right. Okay, listen, play all your songs, but in between songs, if we could not, or I don't know.
Right.
I don't know how.
Or
that
maybe
goes.
They didn't give him one, like, go do you.
Kenny
good
Chesney in particular
yeah, I don't know
is
what
a very,
his stance
like,
is.
He's just a good times guy.
Right.
From what I understand. Mm-hmm. So.
And who's the other person on this?
Florida Georgia State
oh, that's
Line.
Right.
That's
Florida
it.
Georgia
yeah.
Line. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm. I just can't wait. I feel like I haven't seen him since Hoon's birthday party last year. I can't remember the last time I ran into Michael.
Well, they played our Christmas show. Was it last year or the year before?
I think it was
both?
The year
probably
before.
Yeah, yeah.
Who did play this last year? Was that the John Mayer year?
I think so.
Oh, but yeah, then remember the John Mayer? It got rescheduled.
The whole thing got pushed. Right.
Had
oh, that's what it was. So we didn't see him until February of this year.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so I don't.
It's going to be good conversation.
Yeah, it will. Oh my God, I can't wait to catch up with him. You know, it's so funny. I see his wife way more than I see him.
Oh, I went to his party. That's
right. Oh, the pajama party. When was that?
Gosh, before summer.
I was so bummed I didn't get to go to that.
It was storming.
Oh.
It was storming that day. It was one of those nights where you couldn't even see. I took a Shruti.
Oh.
And man, I was just like, oh my God. I'm not driving.
Thank God I'm not driving. God I'm not driving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, Michael Franti is joining us at about 8 o'clock, which means the pressure's on Alex this morning. Alex, who's been thrown to the wolves. I'm like, new music's at 7. He's like, maybe just like one or two songs from each artist. I'm like, you know what? How about one? Let's just do
you
one.
You know,
from each
Alex,
artist.
You were a superstar on yesterday's podcast.
Oh, boy.
You over deliver. You better have left all that in
every
there too.
Single
by the way,
bit
all
better
those
be
words.
In there. Oh, you little rat! You know, isn't that
we're
the way?
We're gonna have to check his work.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
He was a home run on yesterday's.
Suddenly,
podcast.
We found out all this
out
stuff about Alex. Yeah. It yeah. was
what left? What isn't in
oh,
there?
Oh, you little brat!
Oh,
my God. Well, we're not allowed to say on the air. Secret show's a secret show.
I got a text that it was amazing.
Well,
5 stars.
He left some stuff in.
Yeah, well, we talked yesterday. I know what he left out, which is fine. But everything else is golden.
Great.
Yeah, it's so funny. We were wrapping the show up, and all of a sudden, There's a whole breach and all this crap starts falling out. I'm like, what is happening?
Out of his head.
Yeah. Holy cow. So anyway, Alex is...
Sometimes you just got to pull a thread a little bit.
Yeah, and the whole sweater unravels. It's amazing. Good times. So that's our secret show. We do them every Thursday, and you can find that at RadioAlice.com or Radio.com or mm-hmm. iTunes or wherever mm-hmm. you get your damn podcast from. All right, so...
Nope. I just look behind me to see if Vaughn's here yet.
Oh, is Vaughn here yet?
No.
Listen, Vaughn... He had his thing at the Blue Room last night, or the Blue Dream, so...
Yeah, what's that called?
It's Blue Room Comedy, but it's at Blue Dream.
Is Nicole running it or something?
Nope, we're not on.
We're not on.
No, Nicole worked overnight. You think I was going to ask her to stay another couple hours?
No. Hey, Nicole, you're young, stay.
Legally, I can't do that.
Well, I'm sorry to all the people. It's no bra day here, and you're missing out.
Oh,
but maybe
I forgot about no bra day. Mm.
What, you wore a bra?
I did, like I do every day.
Way to go. What about you? Oh, no bra over there.
She's got a bra on.
Oh, that's a bra? Mm. Yikes.
Can you imagine if I did not wear a bra, Vinny?
I can. Uh-huh. I would like to not imagine it. I would like to.
They'd be hanging to my knees. Hey, Michelle says it was just last year with One Republic and Leon Bridges.
Oh, Leon was last
that's
year.
That's right. That's right.
I love him.
Wait, so Michael Franti played with Leon Bridges and One Republic?
Yeah, I think so. I think
did he?
So.
I don't recall.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember any of that.
He just played a lot of our Christmas shows.
He has. Yeah. That's why they're blending together. Yeah, exactly. But I want to say...
And time is going so fast that if the one from 5 years ago feels like the last one.
Yeah.
Never mind.
He'll be here at 8.
I saw Survivor.
Oh, did you? Hold on. Mark your calendar. The 5th annual Walnut Creek Oktoberfest at Civic Park is coming up next Saturday, October 19th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Admission is free. Fun for all ages. Survivor.
It was a great episode.
It was a great episode. Me and John talked about it all day yesterday.
Super fun. You know what? We never got to see, so I won't, because we could break the whole thing down and then the whole break will be over. The one thing that was left hanging, in my opinion, was the person that was voted off, spoiler alert, the person that was voted off was also the person that went to the island.
Mm-hmm.
That person... at least that I saw, never talked to the rest of the cast about what happened.
I think he showed back up at the challenge.
Uh-huh.
And then somehow, so they didn't have a chance before the challenge, and then they don't win immunity and have to go to tribal council.
Right,
and then somehow the whole thing gets skipped, almost like they forgot that he had gone, because they didn't show one word about that.
Right.
He didn't talk to the other person who'd been there.
You don't think that that's just waiting to be... shown to us?
You know, that as I was watching it, I was thinking to myself, is no one going to report what happened there?
The players now are too good. There's no way they let that guy walk back into camp and didn't say what happened.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way.
Right.
So, not to mention, he comes back and there are people on his tribe who've been there too.
Yes.
So, how would he not go to them and go, so,
right.
You lied
right.
to us right. about what happened. I know that.
I'm going to keep your lie up and in exchange. I mean, he's just, honestly, he played very stupidly, this guy that...
He's from here, right?
He's our guy. He's our local guy.
I wanted you to say, Vince. It's Vince.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Spoiler alert. Well, it was 2 days ago.
Right.
You know, that's the thing, though, is like, I'm sorry, but anyone who goes home with an idol in their pocket is, you know, they just were not... involved in the machinations of the game. They just weren't.
Yeah.
And he had opportunities to. He only could use that for the next two tribals.
And for him to be like, I had it in my water. I was going to go pour it out of my water. Did you see that part?
I did, yeah.
What did he say?
He put it in his water bottle and was going to make a dramatic reveal, like pour out his water and there's his idol. And then he didn't do that. And so it's not... for lack of thought, because he clearly designed the
unveil. But he really thought
unveil.
That he was safe. And
he didn't have the gumption to do it?
He thought he was safe,
he thought
apparently.
He was safe and he wanted to save it for the next tribal.
Good one. Good episode.
Yeah, really
good
solid.
Season.
And really good. Yeah, so far it's a great season. Really interesting, this whole wrinkle of Sandra and... Boss and Rob, both people who've won the game in the past, or who are probably among the most famous people to ever have played it. They've really parlayed it into something. Sandra won it twice. And she's played it, I think, three times. Mm.
Isn't it trippy the way Vince goes, I'm not usually, I don't get starstruck, I'm not. And then he is bawling.
He's weeping.
In front of them.
For what?
Like,
for
you guys are stars. And I'm like,
what?
Yeah.
Boy, people don't know themselves. He's the most starstruck.
Yeah, of all the people.
You couldn't be more starstruck.
The only thing I can think of is between the hunger and deprivation and those I honestly feel like maybe it's just the early signs of that survivor crazy that happens. And he just lost
loses
it because everything in his life is upside down.
I know we're in a different world, but I wanted Rob to smack his face.
Yeah.
Like, snap out of it.
Buck up, Buttercup.
What are you doing?
What did Rob actually say?
They sat there and went,
it's nice to know that, you know, the
we matter to people.
The time on our show on the show has really meant a lot to people. I'm like, oh God, Jesus.
All right, egomaniac. All right, let's get into some trash here.
All right.
What we can squeeze in the moments we have left. Listen, I'm always happy to talk about Survivor, so no complaints. Liam Hemsworth is doing a little tit for tat with Miley. Hot. He has been spotted walking around New York City's West Village. This was yesterday, holding hands with a mystery woman. Of course, TMZ's got to like compare everything about her to everything about Miley. You know, they're both blonde-ish. Like, is Miley, I've seen her with dark hair, blonde hair.
Uh-huh.
They both have hair, Vinny. Mm. And they're both, they both appear to be women. And they both put on a jacket when it gets cold. And they both wear shoes. They are the same person! So
she is taller, though, I see.
She's definitely taller. Yeah. The girl, I mean, he's tall. Those Hemsworth kids.
He's like 6'3".
Well, she has a low heel, and I'm going to say she's 5'10". Here's a shot.
Yeah, I agree.
He is stepping out with a new chick. A little more subtle than the flaunting that Miley is doing. The latest from Miley is, and actually it's from Cody, this Cody Simpson guy, who I guess is like a YouTube star and has some songs
Disney.
And stuff. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not into him at all.
Oh, he's gross. So... he puts up a selfie of the two of them in the mirror, and he's just shirtless and like, look at how hot I am, and also Miley's hanging on my shoulder. It says, she made it home, recovering from surgery. Send all the vibes. Here you go. So Miley has definitely not been on the lowdown since the breakup and filing for divorce in August, for God's sake, 2 months ago, and she's been in like a 6-week relationship with this chick.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, I'm with you. What?
Do you think that they felt like they had to marry to, like, they were together forever, right?
For like 10 years on and
then
off.
They marry and break up.
Mm.
And I wonder if that's not a thing. Like, people
it
feel
seems like
let's
a thing.
Just get married and we'll find out if this is us or not by forcing it.
It's like Angelina and Brad. They were together for years and then they marry and break up in a year.
I don't even
years.
Think so much about them, though, because they were together. These two were in breakup, separate, you know, back
yeah.
and forth.
And they were kids.
And I feel like maybe they married to just force it one way or the other.
Right.
We're either going to stay together
mm-hmm.
or this is going to be it forever.
Right.
Like,
and we got the money. Let's just throw $1 million at a great wedding, throw a great party, and then right. we'll break up after
There's
that.
There's definitely psychology involved in certain things we do. And man, I feel like they did that. Like they yeah. went.
I think some people do. It's like the people who go, you know, we're in a terrible relationship. Let's have a kid. That'll make
That'll
us
make
or break
it
us.
Better, yeah.
People do it.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart, I want to move on because I really want to get this updated, and we got to do the music next hour, so because our friend Michael Franti's coming in at 8. So Kevin Hart's back at work somewhat. He's far from 100%. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. He was back on. He had to do some photo shoots for Jumanji and a little bit of work for that. He's been cleared for work for short periods of time. I do have suddenly some more information on this crash.
Oh.
The police have finished their investigation into the crash. They say it happened because Kevin's friend, Jared Black, gunned the engine of the Barracuda. This is the 1970s rebuilt Barracuda and lost control. No one was wearing a seatbelt.
Oh.
The seats, there weren't even seats in the back seat. there was someone crammed into the back seat. This this is his fiance, Jared's fiance, Rebecca Brockstrommen.
And his, Kevin Hart's wife's trainer.
Right. No one was wearing seatbelts, especially not her. She wound up pinned between the front seat and the roof of the car that had been crushed down.
Yikes.
So she's pinned. And you hear about all these things that had happened, and everyone got tossed around in this thing. That's apparently why Kevin went out the driver's side window. These people are pinned in the car, and he leaves. That, to me, is the thing. Like,
what?
You don't do that.
Well, they do all kinds of things in Hollywood. Haven't you ever watched Ray Donovan?
I have. It's
There's
true.
A fixer who
Call
pulled
fixer.
Up and took him out of that situation and left everybody else to handle their own business.
It was Kevin's car. Jared was apparently driving it, and he's the one who gunned it, lost control, and that's when it hit a fence and like plowed into an embankment.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin has no hard feelings. He issued a statement saying, "I have nothing but love for Jared and wish him and Rebecca a speedy recovery." So we don't know where those two are or how bad.
We have not heard a thing about those people.
They say Jared has, well, I've got a little bit
lawyered
from TMZ.
Up.
They're all lawyered up. Let's see. According to the crash report, Kevin left the scene while they were trapped inside, the other two. The report also lists the extensive upgrades that Kevin had done to the Barracuda, including adding a 6.4-liter Hemi V8 engine, sport tires, custom gauges and graphics, no safety harnesses, lap belts only, which had apparently fold-up marks, fold-up and tuck-in the seat marks. Like, no one was wearing those.
Mm-hmm.
It mentions that the vehicle did not have any kind of anti-lock braking or any of that. Let's see. The cops say even if the belts were worn at the time of the crash, they were being worn improperly due to excessive slack in the belts. The report says that the woman was pinned between the top of the right passenger seat and the collapsed roof of the vehicle with her head facing the windshield. She, by the way, had fairly minor injuries, according to...
Lucky.
I know. They're saying Jared had injuries similar to what Kevin suffered. The car was not outfitted to carry rear seat passengers. Kevin had replaced the back seats with plastic storage boxes, so she was squatting on a box.
What?
The crash was caused by the driver operating the vehicle in a reckless fashion. CHP just completed its report. He gunned Jared Black, they say, gunned the engine, lost control. The car had incredible power, a 720-horsepower engine. The sudden acceleration and loss of control caused the vehicle to go into a spin and ended up crashing through a fence and into an embankment. None of the three people in the car were wearing seatbelts. No mechanical issues. It was driver error. The CHP report lays the blame at Jared's doorstep. Kevin, again, said, no, it's fine. Mm-hmm. He said through his lawyer, "I have nothing but love for Jared. Wish him and Rebecca a speedy recovery." By the way, they took this thing down to nuts and bolts.
Meaning, car?
They took the car apart to evaluate the evidence and write their report. Kevin had three spinal fractures. He got his back all fused together. He's coming back to full health with a physical therapist. They expect him to fully recover. I mean, he'll always have these back things.
Sure.
But, Jared suffered similar injuries to Kevin, who was riding shotgun. What happened to Rebecca sounds horrible, being trapped like that, but they're saying minor injuries. All three have lawyered up. And they are expecting there to be lawsuits filed. And
going to hear a lot about this.
Et cetera.
Have you seen, I saw this on ESPN yesterday, the video of that boxer's car crash?
I haven't seen the video.
Okay.
I do have an update on him, though, too.
Tell us next time. I won't bring it up.
You know, I'm going to just...
Wait, there's video of the... tossing of the car?
There is video of that guy crashing.
They say he's ejected in the first turn.
I didn't even see the ejection because that thing is a rolling disaster.
Oh my God.
And it is, it's intense. You need to see it.
They are saying he's awake and responding. He's in stable condition. This is his name is Errol Spence. He's the welterweight champion right now.
Yeah, that sounds
26
right.
26-0, you know, record. He's apparently big in the boxing world. No broken bones or fractures. They say that's a freaking miracle, but his face is lacerated.
Mm.
He's expected to make a full physical recovery. He's currently resting with his family by his side. So, I don't know what's going to come of that. I got to see that. I want to see that. That sounds like, it sounds like a blender, for God's sake.
Yeah.
But I had heard that the car flipped at least 5 times, but I had no idea there was video.
There's video.
How is there video?
Street video.
Exclusive video from a nearby security camera shows the crash.
Yeah. It was on TV yesterday.
Yeah, and this somebody posted this up at, this looks like Instagram. So, anyway, there's that. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Apps you can't live without and more after these.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. Hey, so Johnny Mosley, I do a podcast with him every week on Mondays. So there's a new episode every Monday. Next weekend, I think he's coming in next week, Vinny, because he's got a big...
Mosley is?
Yeah, Mosley is.
All right.
Well, we're working on something for our show for a little ski season, something, something. But we have something coming up at his bar, Skeetober, which is next week, and it's all free, but it's like workshops and yeah.
What are we working on?
Something fun. Something good.
Like giveaways for lift tickets to go up and hang in Squaw Valley and have Johnny host us and then teach us how to
do a little go jump. Moguls. Sure, right.
And he'll also party with us.
Yeah. He does like a party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when is that? I want to put that in my calendar.
Well, I'm hoping it's, I don't know. I can't say any more about it. Yuzi's working on it. But he's going to come in next week. You can totally put the screws to him next week when he comes in. He wants to talk about the Skeetober thing that he's doing at Mosley's Bar, Sports and Spirits. Yes, in Corte Madera, his sports bar. He's got a bunch of people coming in to help with, like, you know, training as you get ready for ski season. And they have like a, oh my God, I'm so excited. They're doing like this weird trivia bingo thing.
This is at his bar.
This is at his bar.
Mosley's.
It's all free. So just, you can just go show up for these workshops and stuff. It's supposed to be freaking great. Skeetober. You know, be looking for it. But he's going to come in to talk about that next week.
Cool.
All right.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. So here's what's happening. I'm not sure because I didn't watch the Pats last night. I don't know.
Yeah, they pretty much killed the Giants, thank God.
The Giants are a bad team. I'm not surprised. Another
6-0, though.
Right. Another gimme. Okay. Woo. Anyway, so there's that.
I didn't hear about Gronk, though. He was supposed to do, like, color commentary or something.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about it.
No reviews.
John was saying, because I'm like, oh, enjoy Gronk. He's like, oh.
Gronk's a fun guy.
Sure.
I'm sure he'll be fine.
I'm sure. I can't wait to hear the review today.
So the Niners play the Rams this Sunday. That's in L.A., so that's a 1 o'clock game. We're also, by the way, undefeated.
Yeah, it's a tough one, though.
We've had to play hard teams. The Rams were in the Super Bowl last year.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be a tough one.
Right.
Here's a review. Gronkowski was unpolished.
Be good.
Commercial came up.
Yeah, of course
it did.
Was
unpolished, unprepared.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Oh, sugar.
I think that's enough. Unprepared and unpolished.
Unpolished after
sounds like
Fox's
our show.
Hammy debacle of a pregame show.
Oh, they called it a debacle.
But they're saying it was none of Gronk's fault.
Oh,
well, those things are, I believe, harder to put together than you'd think, especially if people aren't prepared. They really choreograph them because they need this person, if you're going to talk about this, to not have the next guy talk about the same thing. So they really have to each know where to come in.
And what their signed topic is.
What their little part of that particular game's topic might be. So if you're not paying attention, if you're not ready.
I'll just go in and it'll be really fun. I can't wait for it.
I'm going to spike the camera. Yeah. You guys will love it.
Oh. Somebody
anyway.
Throw me the ball. What? Come on, you guys. I'm here to do what I do. I'm drunk.
I guess we'll begin with PG&E. Now, yesterday, and this is just my experience, I got home. We had no power. We were making alternative plans. The food was ruined. It was too late. I was talking to neighbors who were having their own struggles. One of them I mentioned to you already. Their son needs insulin, and they were trying to figure out they can't freeze it. It needs to be at a certain temperature. So they were like, we can't put it in ice.
Yeah.
It's got to be kept cold, but not. So everybody's got their own struggles dealing with this, all from North Bay to the South Bay. And then our power came back on.
What time?
Completely like it was unannounced.
No text, nothing.
Just boom, we're back on.
What time?
I want to say mid-afternoon.
Oh.
So I would say.
God, what a relief.
It was. I mean, this is the thing. Part of this problem, I think, for most of us is in advance of the power being turned off, you're sort of like, I got to get ready. I'm worrying. I'm fretting over when it's going to go. And like once it's gone, you're like, all right, that's gone. Nothing more to worry about. It's off.
Right.
So there's more about that stuff, that sort of grinding on it, I think, that feeling like, is it going to happen? And if so, when? And am I ready? So anyway, power has begun getting restored to some areas, but there's still plenty of people in the dark.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and so, a big fire in the San Fernando Valley yesterday, too, like 4,000 acres or something.
Yeah, it's still going on, I believe.
I didn't hear if a lot of houses had been.
There's some I gave Vinny a story, and Vinny, I only read the headline. I didn't read the story. There's still evacuations going on. Yeah.
I don't have that one in front of me, but okay. Weather conditions have improved, and safety inspections are beginning. And in many cases, obviously at my house, they must have already finished those.
Right.
And were able to turn us back on. So if you're still without power, they're currently beginning the inspections so that they can restore power to all of the areas affected.
Oh boy.
I'm going to tell you, this is just a personal thing. I'm not reading it off a page. That wind storm was nothing compared to what we usually get this time of year. The offshore winds where I go surfing will often blow the top of a wave 10 feet, 15 feet in the air. There was nothing like that happening out ocean way through this storm. So if this is the way they're going to handle it, I guess my point is get ready for more of this.
Right, because I really didn't feel like there were unusual winds.
It wasn't that bad.
Nope.
Not that bad at all. So
Can we play some audio? I'm watching Gavin on the news right now.
Yeah,
let's do the Gavin audio
that we've got. I believe that goes without saying, but that's what we all think. That
right.
Really, I bet
they put profits over infrastructure.
There are people probably at PG&E right now that are like, "You guys, this isn't our fault." Okay, but if my job specifically said these are your duties, and you'll get a bonus for it. If you think I wouldn't want my bonus after I achieved that, I would. Mm-hmm. So for all of these executives who got bonuses that we're screaming about, you'd take the money too.
Yeah.
Because that's what you were, that's the job you took, and that's the work you did, and that's the money you want. It's yours.
Right.
So I understand that, but the idea that whoever was in charge 10, 15, 20 years ago wasn't looking at the grid and the infrastructure and making decisions about it, they're probably retired now. They right. might have
totally.
Been sitting in the dark, too.
Right.
Yeah.
For all we know, they're sitting in the dark going, ha!
It's
horrifying
to think that something like what happened in San Bruno with the explosion from unmaintained pipes of gas, killing all those people, that if that wasn't a goddamn wake-up call, I don't know what is. Especially, paradise burns down. The coffee fire last. I mean, the millions of fires that are caused by just unmaintained infrastructure. Like, why is this even getting talked about? How is this happening?
Let's talk to Wendy. She's on line 3. This is my girlfriend that I became friends with after her entire world fell apart.
Hi, Wendy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry for everything that you went through with last. Thanks. Was it last year's fire or the year before?
The Tubbs fire in 2017.
Okay.
So it's been 2 years.
All right. Now, you're listening to us rail about PG&E and, you know, and whine about our power being out. What are your thoughts on this? As someone who, you lost your entire house?
Oh, everything. Oh. The only thing that I was salvageable was my grandmother's bird bath.
The bird bath from the yard?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. Again, very sorry.
It's been hard this week. Been kind of crappy. I can only speak from a place of huge loss, but I am in total in line with everyone's frustrations about the power outage and the way that PG&E has handled everything all along. But honestly, give me 2 days without power.
Give me 2 days without power and save my house.
Right.
God, nobody should have to go through what my kids and I have gone through.
You wrote a really good piece the other day on Facebook. You're a great writer, and you phrased it, she heard this, and she. Like, that was really great.
Yeah, you did it from kind of a third-person perspective. Yeah. You knew that it was your story.
I write that way a lot.
Can we link to that? Is there a way that people can take a look at that?
I can find it again if that's okay with Wendy.
Yeah, we're Facebook friends, so.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, just the negativity about all the not having any power for a couple days. I get it. I so get it. It's a pain. My daughter has Crohn's disease. She has to have her medication refrigerated. But we did our research and found out that, you know, as long as it doesn't reach a temperature of 74 degrees, her medication would be fine. We have to be prepared for earthquakes.
We do.
This, and it wasn't like PG&E didn't give us notice. We have to be prepared for all of this now. And this, you know.
Right. So basically, this is the new reality.
So wait, let me ask you a question, Wendy. So your house burned down. You lost everything except your grandma's bird bath. Where are you at now?
We've moved twice since the fires. We were in a hotel, two hotels for a total of 10 weeks. And I mentally, there was four of us in one room and, we all had different work schedules. So it was difficult.
To say the least.
We took a house that was too small. So my two adult daughters shared the master bedroom for a year. Mm. And we, last January, we found a bigger house. So,
so you're putting your life back together, but it's been
totally and
arduous.
Everybody just needs to have insurance.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. So, are you part of a class action lawsuit against PG&E?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
So you are expecting a settlement at some point. Have they told you what the ETA is on a cash settlement?
Not yet, because it's still in the courts. Mm-hmm. A couple months ago, they said that the Tubbs fire was not caused by PG&E, which turned my stomach because I thought, okay, well, that's that then. But there was a video that released that showed differently, that was kind of held back, that they just discovered. So
the fight goes on.
Right.
The fight goes on. And, you know, I was grateful for the payout that my insurance did give us, but it nowhere near covered what we lost.
Well, of course not. All right, Wendy, thank you. We're going to we'll try to figure out a way to get a link onto the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, if that's cool with
Wendy.
I'm going to put you
Wendy.
On hold in case you need to talk to Zep. All right.
So there's a cold splash of water, which is they lived in a hotel for all of them.
In one room.
I'll take the power off.
Yeah.
And while we can sit here and say, this is PG&E's fault, whatever it is, this is where we're living today.
Right.
So.
On the other hand, okay, we'll take the power out for a couple of days. Get your ass in gear and upgrade your infrastructure, whatever it costs. I mean, I get it. You're going to pass that cost on to us. I already love getting my PG&E bill every month. I would love to pay more. And I would love to pay more if it meant that you were going to maintain your goddamn lines and your gas lines. I mean, come on. This is it's almost 2020, for God's sake. Bury that crap. And then you don't have to worry about it sparking a fire.
Well, now you've said a lot.
We
were house hunting, man. It was so funny. The missus would go, these wires are hideous. You know, all the
The wires are just
We were looking at Pacifica,
so
and everything's old.
Yeah. Everything is above mm-hmm. ground. Everything's running off a...
Well, and then they yell about earthquakes. I mean, there has to be some way that they can put that in a big enough tube with some junctions in it that it can survive.
Anyway, thanks to Wendy, and thanks for having me on.
It's good.
So sorry info to hear.
It is, so, you know, there's someone who is telling the story about their
The reason
losses.
Why we hooked up is because somehow on my Facebook, Wendy had lost all her albums, her vinyl.
Oh.
Oh, I remember that story.
And so Teresa, another gal, had all these albums that she wanted to donate to Wendy. So I said, girls, let's get together and have lunch. And Teresa
puts a listener lunch together.
So Teresa brings this big ass stack of all the rock song, you know, Boston, and there's Pink Floyd, there's Scorpions, Van Halen.
Oh, right. Oh, my God.
All the stuff.
Teresa.
And so Teresa gives them to Wendy, and now they're good friends, and now all three of us are good friends.
Oh,
cool.
What's coming up in the trash,
Oh,
Sarah?
Is it that time?
Oh, yes, it is.
Well, we're going to do the music early, and it's going to be brief. Because Michael Franti's coming up at 8 o'clock. So we'll be right back after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.